Families in the audience of a theatre start clapping along. BBC. CBeebies. Robin Hood. Filmed at Venue Cymru, Llandudno. A cartoon arrow hits a cartoon tree. The curtain comes up to reveal a forest, and a light shines on one of the trees.
Acorns! Here I come!
A bushy tail.
Ooh, got some!
Holding a bunch of acorns, Dodge pops up and waves.
Hello, everyone! Welcome to Sherwood Forest! My name is Tiny. I'm the youngest and the cutest squirrel in the whole forest. I have the bushiest and tickliest tail you've ever seen.
Mr. Bloom appears.
Oh, Tiny, you cheeky squirrel.
Sorry, Grandfather Oak. I was just showing off my tail to all of my new friends. Oh, friends, this is Grandfather Oak.
Hello there, everyone. How enchanting to meet you.
Grandfather Oak is the oldest oak tree in the forest.
500 years old, to be precise.
That's a lot of candles on your birthday cake.
It certainly is, Tiny. I'm not a tiddler anymore. Now, behold.
When Grandfather Oak waves his arms, the leaves on the trees turn brown.
Autumn.
He raises his hand, and the leaves slowly flutter down.
Oh, no! Oh, Grandfather Oak, the leaves are falling from the trees!
Hey, don't fret, Tiddler. Stop. Hmm? Take a breath. In.
Now what?
And out.
That's better.
Oh. There's nothing to worry about, Tiny. The leaves fall from the trees every autumn, and the forest fruits are ripe to be picked.
Oh, and Grandfather Oak, can I pick the forest fruits? Please, can I, Grandfather Oak?
Of course! You can lend a hand, because here come the Merry Band!
Tall Seaweed from Swashbuckle, and Jem, who's dressed all in red, then Cat holding a bucket, and Maddie.
Behold the merry band, everyone lends a hand, defending Sherwood Forest from the Sheriff of Nottingham. We're friends of Robin Hood, living within the wood. All we know is the food we grow and giving it to the good.
Boys and girls in the audience clap along while musicians play a trumpet, a violin and a banjo.
They call me Little John. I think they got that wrong.
I'm Marion, the archer. I'm daring and I'm strong.
Will Scarlet is my name and fashion is my game.
I'm Tucky, I'm the cook.
All her cooking tastes the same.
I reach among the branches picking apples from the tree.
I polish and I feel them till they're juicy as can be.
I slice them and I dice them.
I pick the fruit.
I peel the fruit.
I shake the fruit.
I bake the fruit.
I pick.
I peel.
I shake.
I bake.
We give it to the good.
Hold on. Where's our leader?
Robin Hood.
Will you help us call for him?
Repeat after me. Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
It's Reese Stevenson. He leaps out and strikes a heroic pose with his fists on his hips, and they all point at him.
Robin Hood! Robin Hood! The riches of the tree, he gives away for free. Robin Hood! Robin Hood! The hero of the forest!
My name is Robin Hood!
Robin and his merry band dance, turn around and raise their arms. Robin and his friends mime firing bows and arrows as they dance.
I guess you wonder why I'm such an amazing guy. I loudly sing and proudly bring you Tucky's apple pie. I'm just that kind of dude, giving away my food. The sheriff doesn't like me, and I think that's rather rude.
I reach among the branches, picking apples from the tree.
I polish and I peel them till they're juicy as can be.
I slice them and I dice them and I give them all a shake. I pop them in the pot and put the pudding on to bake.
I pick the fruit.
I peel the fruit.
I shake the fruit.
I bake the fruit.
I pick.
I peel.
I shake.
I bake.
We give it to the good.
I'm Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. Robin Hood.
The riches of the tree he gives away for free. Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
The hero of the forest.
While Robin and his friends dance, one of the musicians is playing a recorder.
Hey!
Grandfather Oak is dancing next to Robin.
Hooray for Robin Hood!
Everyone gathers around Robin with their arms held out.
Oh, well done, everyone! A bountiful harvest of riches from the tree, ripe to share.
But there's still work to be done. Merry band!
When Little John stands with his back to the audience, Robin turns him to face round the right way.
Thanks awfully.
Acorns. We need to collect the acorns.
Ooh, acorns! My favourite!
And the best way to get them...
is to tickle the branches and wait for them to fall.
Yes. Wait, no! You knocked them out of the trees.
And that's why you need me. I take an arrow from the quiver...
Whoa! You're good. You know, I'm Robin Hood, kind of a big deal in Sherwood.
Oh, is that right?
It is right.
All right then, Robin, let's challenge you. Let's see who can take down one of those acorns.
Okay, you're on.
No.
I want to get it.
Little John shakes the tree and catches an acorn.
Got it!
Oh. Don't worry, I'll get some more.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no need. Tucky! Picked and packed. In a bag designed by me.
Woohoo! Acorns!
Great work. That'll keep the squirrels fed all winter.
Yeah! Oh, talking of being fed, I'm cooking us up a Tucky Taste sensation tonight.
Ooh!
Snail sausages with onion custard and some apple shavings.
Delicious, Tucky. I'm sorry I can't stay, but I need to get back to the castle for an all-you-can-eat nut buffet with my auntie.
Amazing! Oh, can I come, please? Can I?
Oh, you may enjoy the all-you-can-eat nut buffet, Tiny, but you won't enjoy the company.
Oi!
Not you, Marion, but your auntie, the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Robin, she's not that bad. Once you get to know her, she's delightful.
Marianne!
Oh.
Marianne!
Yeah! Delightful.
Marianne!
Coming, Auntie! Oh, keep it merry, band.
Marianne hurries back to the castle. Then Robin and his merry band head off. Two castle guards come in, Rebecca from the CBeebies house and Jojo and Grand-Grand's friend Jared.
Clank! Come in, your sheriff nurse! Clank!
On my way, your sheriff nurse!
Where's
the castle looks nice.
The guards clumsily bump into each other and Clank drops all of his sticks onto the ground.
Clank! Pick up the sticks! Quick, quick, quick!
All right. You sound just like the sheriff, always bossing me around in that hoity-toity voice. Do this, do that. Don't you know who I am?
Clink and clank freeze as Captain appears behind them.
And who might that be?
The sheriff of Nottingham.
of silly little twigs.
Well, you did ask us to clear the wood from Sherwood Forest, so...
So, ta-da!
I asked you to clear all the wood from Sherwood Forest.
All of it?
Every last twig, stick, branch and towering troublesome tree, starting with that great big oak.
Not Grandfather Oak.
Especially that gruesome Grandfather Oak.
But he's massive. We can't chop him down.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, no, we can't.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, no, we can't.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, no, we
can't. Oh, be quiet, you riffraff. I want Grandfather Oak and the rest of Sherwood Forest gone.
Why?
So I can build my new home.
But you've got an home. This massive castle.
Not big enough. I am going to build my very own mega mansion. It's all part of my naughty plan.
A boy in the audience gives a thumbs down as the sheriff, Clink and Clank start marching on the spot. When the sheriff starts spinning around with her arms outstretched, Clink and Clank take turns ducking out of the way so they don't get hit on the head.
I've a dream, a scheme, I'll tell you what I mean. A mansion I will build, the neighbours will be thrilled, there'll be gold, so bold, a staircase will unfold. Above the fireplace, a painting of my face.
She's the sheriff of Nottingham, and this is her naughty plan. The sheriff of Nottingham.
I'm the sheriff,
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 sheriff of Nottingham.
They all climb onto imaginary horses and trot along with Clank going backwards. While the sheriff stops her horse and climbs off, Clank bumps into Clink and sends her spinning.
But there's a man who can upset my naughty plan. That hero with the bow has really got to go. If I could, I would be rid of Robin Hood by building where I please and chopping down his tree.
She's the sheriff of Nottingham.
Nottingham.
The sheriff makes Clink and Clank get behind her, then marches on the spot again.
What a plan!
What a plan!
What a naughty plan!
What a naughty plan of Nottingham!
Of Nottingham!
Of Nottingham! I'm sheriff!
Sheriff?
Yes, I am!
Of
there, of Nottingham!
A spot of ham!
No Nottingham!
A pot of jam!
No Nottingham! I'm sheriff with my naughty plan!
The sheriff looks grumpy as Clink and Clank hold hands and dance around her in a circle. Marianne arrives.
Auntie! Auntie! Were you just singing something about a naughty plan?
Oh, no, 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 my little Marianne. I was just saying that the all-you-can-eat nut buffet is in the pan, and frying pan,
in the pan, in the pan, and the frying pan, in the pan, in the pan, in the frying pan, in the pan,
it's in the frying pan. Come along, Marianne, this way!
Marianne excitedly walks through the castle door, followed by the sheriff. Then Clink and Clank pick up their bundles of sticks and head off. Back in the forest, Grandfather Oak flaps his long cape, which is covered in leaves, and looks up at colourful streamers hanging down from the treetops.
Ho, ho, ho! It's almost time, Tiny. I'm so excited.
Oh, me too. Oh, I'm so excited. Ow, oh, I'm so excited. excited about what?
The Sherwood Forest Autumn Festival.
Oh, yeah.
The hard work of the harvest is over, so now we can stop, take a breath, for a party. Oh, there'll be fun.
Yeah.
There'll be feasting and lots of dancing.
Oh, uh-oh. But I haven't had time to perfect my groovy moves. Oh, I'm only tiny. Oh, what am I gonna do?
Hey, don't fret, Tiddler. You remember what I said? Stop. Hey, everyone, take a breath in. And out. And in. And out. Besides, there are plenty of folks who can help you with your dancing.
Oh?
Robin comes in. Bouncing samba steps and a cheeky wink.
Hey, Tiny. I'm just warming up for the Autumn Festival. Olé!
Ooh, Robin, please can you teach me how to dance? Can you, please?
Oh, sure I can, Tiny. OK, we'll do something easy. Mm-hmm. Follow me.
Robin steps to the side.
Ah, yeah, got this. Da 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 da.
Robin skips across the floor.
Okay. Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Ooh, fancy. Da 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 da.
Robin pretends to fire an arrow.
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Oh, loving your moves, Tiny.
Oh, thanks, Marion. Robin is teaching me everything he knows.
Oh, well, that won't take long.
I'll have you know I'm a really good dancer. I'm Robin Hood, kind of a big deal in...
Sherwood! Sometimes dancing is more fun together.
Grandfather Oak brings his hands slowly together and Robin and Marion bashfully walk towards each other. Grandfather Oak goes back into the tree as Robin offers Marion his hand. She takes it and they dance cheek to cheek around the forest. They both laugh and let go of each other.
Maybe we could dance together at the Autumn Festival?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like that.
Yeah. I'd like that too.
Marion takes Robin's hand and dances around him in a circle. Meanwhile, the sheriff, Clink and Clank tiptoe in, trying to hide behind a hedge. They peek out and watch Robin and Marion dance.
Aww. What do you mean, ah? I think they're falling in love.
Aww.
Oh, no, not ah.
Since when did my little Marion start hanging about with that hideous Hood?
We can't chop down the forest with Marion dancing in it.
I know. We need to keep Marion away from Robin and away from this tree.
How are we going to do that? Marion loves it here. Oh, look how lovely it is. Everyone's collecting acorns.
Acorns! Interesting. Clink, clank, steal those acorns.
Why?
So we can keep Marion away from Robin and away from this tree.
Huh?
Once the acorns are stolen, I'll make Marion think that Robin did it. My little Marion will never want to be friends with a thief.
A boy in the audience gives a thumbs down while the sheriff, Clink and Clank, do their evil laugh.
Oh, stop it! You're spoiling my evil moment. Now go and steal those acorns.
Hiding behind the hedge again, Clink and Clank tiptoe along. When they bump into Little John, they freeze.
We're just a hedge.
They're just a hedge.
clink and clank, quickly tiptoe away.
Merry Band!
Little John is facing the wrong way again, so Tookie grabs him and turns him around.
Thank you.
Let's gather for the Sherwood Forest Autumn Festival!
Yeah!
Everyone wobbles and jumps into the air as something rumbles beneath their feet. Suddenly, a mole holding a spade pops out from a hole in the ground. It's George.
Doug the Mole! So good of you to pop in, or pop up, and join us.
Hello, everyone! Let's get the party popping!
Doug, your wish is my command. Let the Sherwood Forest Autumn Festival begin!
Welcome to the stage, the tuneful trio with the tuftiest tails, bows singing squirrels with all the songs!
Ooh, it can't be! It can't be!
Give it up for Alan and Dale!
Yay!
Molly and Max, Dad James with Rebecca and Joanna.
Hello, Sherwood!
Hello!
She knows my name!
And it's not just us performing tonight.
That's right! We have got a very special guest. The greatest dancer in all of Sherwood!
Oh, guys! I mean, if you insist. I mean, yes, yes, I am Robin Hood. I'm sort of a big deal in Sherwood.
Robin smiles as the three squirrels dance around him and throw up their hands. A little girl in the audience dances along as Alan shakes Robin's hand.
We're so pleased to meet you. Let me introduce
Alan
and Dale.
We're the squirrels on the loose.
About that coolest friend of mine.
He can boogie all the time.
He's so elegant and fine.
You got
Foxtrot! Foxtrot?
They call him Foxtrot! Dancing on air! Foxtrot! Wonderful hair! Wonderful ears! Wonderful nose! Wonderful eyes! Wonderful clothes! You know Foxtrot! Dancing on air! Foxtrot! Has the care! Rocking and a rolling in the hottest spot! What have you got?
Foxtrot!
It's Nigel from the Baby Club. He twirls Marion towards Robin.
Isn't Foxtrot amazing, Robin?
Yeah, amazing.
First time that we saw him,
shwaddy-waddy,
dancing in the glade.
Ooh,
his swinging grooves,
a winning move,
put squirrels in the shade.
He's the coolest friend of mine.
He can boogie all the time.
He's so elegant and fine.
You've got
Robin tries to dance along with Foxtrot and the squirrels. In his shiny red suit, Foxtrot and the three squirrels shake their stuff, while Robin looks disappointed and gives up. Marion dances over to Foxtrot and the squirrels, and they use their arms to spell out his name.
F-O-X-Trot!
Marion notices Robin running away.
Trot.
Clink and Clank join in the dance as they sneak into the forest. Clink climbs to the top of the big oak tree, while Clank goes to the door carved into the trunk.
Clank! Clank over here!
What is it?
Acorns! Over there! Quick!
All right, here we go.
No, I can't get them! Go that way!
Okay, all right. I've got it!
Quick! Quick, Clank!
Bye.
Clank steals two big sacks full of acorns. Then he and Clink run away.
They call him Foxtrot. Dancing on air, Foxtrot. Wonderful hair, wonderful ears, wonderful nose, wonderful eyes, wonderful clothes, you know, Foxtrot. Dancing on air, Foxtrot. Has the care, rocking and a-rolling in the hottest spot.
Put another pudding in.
in the pudding pot.
Rocking and rolling in the hottest spot. What have we got?
Foxtrot breakdances, then does a cartwheel.
What haven't I got?
Foxtrot.
Marion runs over and joins Robin, who's standing with his arms folded.
Did everybody have a groovy time?
Yeah!
Oh, thank you, Foxtrot, Alan and Dale. That was truly dazzling. You had my branches waving and my roots a-tapping. Now, as thanks, we have a gift to share with you.
Acorns!
They've gone!
Somebody's stolen them!
What am I going to share with my showbiz friends?
Oh, don't worry, Tiny. Oh, it's my job to help the merry band look after the forest. I just got distracted by silly dancing.
Silly dancing? Well, I thought we were going to dance together.
Oh, but how could we? You were too busy dancing with Foxtrot.
Yeah, but you were nowhere to be seen. Wait, are you upset that I was dancing with Foxtrot?
I'm upset about the stolen acorns, which is more than you seem to be. And that's no way for anyone in my merry band to carry on.
Marion walks out.
Robin, try not to get too hot-headed. Perhaps you should slow down. Take a breath in.
No, there's no time. We need to find the acorns.
Whoever pinched them could be miles away by now.
We need some eyes in the sky. Let's ask Queen Tumblebee for help.
Who's Queen Tumblebee?
She is the queen of all the bumblebees.
And she's been a very busy bee, buzzing around all summer long, helping the forest fruits and the flowers grow.
Well, that's right. But now she should be settling down for her long winter's nap.
But this is an emergency. We need her. Come on, everybody. Let's call Queen Tumblebee together. Join in.
Queen Tumblebee!
Coming, my dears!
Queen Tumblebee flies into the forest and swoops back and forth.
Robin?
Oh, well, we were all enjoying ourselves at the Autumn Festival.
Queen Tumblebee snores herself into the air.
She's fallen asleep! Help us wake Queen Tumblebee!
Queen Tumblebee!
Oh, sorry, everyone. I was just dropping off for a minute. You were saying...
Yes, someone's stolen all of the acorns.
How sad!
Please, could you fly over the forest and see if you can find them?
Yes, of course, Robin, immediately. I can go very fast, you know. In fact, I can reach speeds of up to...
Tumblebee nods off again.
Everyone, quick, again!
Queen Tumblebee!
Sorry, everyone. Don't worry, Robin. I will honeycomb the area immediately. Now, stand back. Here I go. Zazazoom! Bye-bye, everyone!
Queen Tumblebee flies away. Then everyone at the Autumn Festival heads off. The trumpet player twirls around as she follows everyone out of the forest. The castle is glowing with a spooky purple light as the sheriff comes stomping through the door. She paces around angrily.
Where are those dithering dog's bodies with those acorns? Clink! Clank!
Foxtrot! Dancing on air! Foxtrot!
There's no time for singing! Did you get all the acorns?
We sure did!
Yeah, they were so easy to steal because everyone was dancing with a fox!
A fox?
Yeah, a dancing fox! Foxtrot!
Marion was having a wonderful time.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Well, she was.
Oh, my little Marion, what's the matter?
Robin and I have fallen out.
Great! I mean, great shame. Tell your auntie all about it.
Robin doesn't think that I care that all of the acorns have been stolen.
Stolen? To think there's a thief in their midst. Could it be? Oh, no. It couldn't be.
Who, auntie? Who could it be?
Well, how does the song go again? Robin Hood, Robin Hood, the riches of the tree, he steals them for his tea.
Robin Hood.
Could be.
Nope. Robin's not a thief.
Well, he stole from me.
No way. Robin says he only takes things the rich have stolen from the poor.
Then he's a robber and a fibber.
Ooh.
No way. Robin couldn't have stolen the acorns because he was dancing with us the whole time.
Wait.
What? He disappeared when I was dancing with Foxtrot.
There you go. That's when Robin stole the acorns. Oh, don't be sad, my little Marion. I know what'll cheer you up. Some more dancing with that foxtrot.
I can't go back to the forest.
No need. I shall invite Foxtrot to Nottingham Castle for your very own festival. We shall call it Marion Fest.
That is so kind and thoughtful of you.
What? Isn't it? Now off you go and get ready. Go on. Bye, ZY.
Bye,
ZY. Bye, ZY.
Bye,
ZY. Bye, ZY. Right, you two, get back to the forest and steal that fox.
What? More stealing?
But if we bring Foxtrot here, Robin and his merry band will come looking for him.
Yes, leaving Grandfather Oak all alone and ready for me to...
Queen Tumblebee arrives.
Get it out!
Can anyone see the acorns?
Everybody in the audience points to the two big sacks of acorns by the castle door.
It's the acorns! Oh, thank you! Oh, Robin!
I said get it out! Oh, pesky insects! That's another reason to chop down Sherwood Forest. Fewer insects! More space for my mega mansion!
While the sheriff and her guards do their evil laugh, everyone in the audience boos and sticks their thumbs down.
Oh, stop it! You're spoiling my evil moment again! Now go and steal that fox!
Clink and clank go marching off. The lights dim as the sheriff grabs a big axe. With an evil smirk on her face, she runs off with the axe clutched in her hands. It's nighttime in the wintry forest, and snowflakes slowly fall from the sky as Grandfather Oak steps out of the big tree. A spotlight shines on Tiny, who's sheltering in a hole in another tree. Grandfather Oak blows on his hand, then Tiny shivers.
It's a bit chilly.
Winter is arriving, Tiny. Another wondrous season.
Still no acorns to eat.
Hey, don't fret, Tiddler. Things will come good, I'm sure.
Right. While we wait for Queen Tumblebee to return and to keep us warm, I've got a tucky taste sensation.
Mm-mm.
Hang on. It's your favourite, pear puddings.
Ooh, great idea, Tucky. Merry band!
Little John is standing sideways, so Tucky spins him around to face the audience.
Sorry.
Let's lend a hand.
Yay!
This calls for a pear pudding production line.
Oh!
Foxtrot brings in a table covered with ingredients, mixing bowls and a huge cooking pot.
Little John, You cut the pastry circles from this dough. Cutty, whatty.
Cutty, whatty.
Robin.
Yes.
You sift the sugar. Sifty, wifty.
Sifty, wifty.
Foxtrot.
Uh-huh.
You give the pastry an egg wash. Eggy, weggy.
Eggy, weggy.
Tucky.
That's you.
Oh. You put the pear in the pastry. Peary, weary. Peary, weary. Will, you put the pastry in the pudding cloth. Twisty, wisty.
Oh, okay. Twisty, wisty.
Then, little John, you run round to Will and plop the pudding in the pot. Ploppy, whoppy.
Oh. Ploppy, whoppy.
Get it?
Get it.
Got it?
Got it.
Good.
Cutty, whatty.
Sifty, wisty.
Eggy, waggy.
Hairy, wary.
Twisty, wisty.
Clink and clank sneak to the top of the tree and dangle a piece of cheese from a fishing line.
Floppy, woppy.
Sniffing the air, Foxtrot turns and spots the cheese. He grabs it and puts it down on the table.
Eggy waggy.
Peary, stop! This isn't peary wary. It's cheesy wheezy. Oh!
They each take a sniff of the pongy cheese and pass it along to little John, who drops it into the pot.
Let's start again.
Cutty watty.
Now Clink and Clank dangle a fish on the end of their line, which Foxtrot puts on the table.
Eggy waggy.
Peary, stop!
Oh, what's the matter now?
This isn't peary wary. It's fishy wishy. Oh! Oh, something fishy is going on around here. Merry Band? Are you playing a trick on me?
Of course not, Tucky.
We would never play a trick on you.
Oh, hold on, guys. I think our friends are trying to tell us something. What is it?
Clink and Clank tempt Foxtrot away with a big Christmas pudding.
Foxtrot's been stolen!
Look, a message.
Who's it from?
Little John reads the message.
Marion!
Did she say she's sorry?
No. Oh.
What does she say?
Dear Stinky Band! Gasp! Foxtrot is mine. I've stolen him. It's all part of my naughty plan. Double gasp. He'll be much happier here at the castle with me and my auntie, the Sheriff of Nottingham. She's ever so lovely, beautiful, stylish, and has exceptionally fresh breath. All the best, Marion!
But Marion can't have stolen Foxtrot!
Queen Tumblebee flies into the forest.
Oh, Robin, Merry Band, I found you at last! We found the acorns, didn't we, everyone? Robin, they're at the castle!
Hi, Queen Tumblebee!
Bye-bye, Robin!
Whoa! So that's it. Marion's stolen Foxtrot and the acorns!
Robin, remember to stop. Take a breath in.
No, oh, sorry, there's no time! Merry Band!
Tucky turns Little John around.
To Nottingham Castle!
But Robin!
What?
Robin, you are the defender of Sherwood Forest. You need to help me look after Grandfather Oak.
You're right, Tiny. Strange things keep happening around here.
You're right, Tucky. I'm Robin Hood. Don't worry. I'll stay here and be on high alert to make sure nothing else gets taken from Grandfather Oak. Merry Band!
Fists on hips.
To the castle!
We'll be back with Foxtrot and the Acorns before you know it.
I got it, Tucky. Did you see? I got it right!
Robin looks confused as he reads the message.
Just can't believe what Marion's done.
Well, it doesn't sound like something Marion would do.
But it's written right here. I just had to show off her archery skills to send it to us. Everyone knows that I'm the best archer. Oh, hang on. Where's my bow?
I'll help you find it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The sheriff appears.
My naughty plan has worked. Hideous Hood and his stinky band have gone to my castle, leaving Grandfather Oak alone and on top of my shopping list.
Oh,
it's you. Hideous Hood always in my way.
What was that?
I said, isn't it a lovely day? A lovely day for an archery competition.
Archery competition?
Yes, it's all Marion's idea. It's at my castle, you know, the one that's far, far, far away from this tree. I hear Marion is this year's favourite to win.
Not if I've got anything to do with it. She's already stolen Foxtrot and the Acorn. She's not going to steal this win too.
Yes, terrible to hear about all this stealing, isn't it? So you'll come to the archery competition?
Just try and stop me.
Oh, goody! And make sure you bring all your little woodland friends with you. The emptier the forest, the merrier I'll be. Follow me!
Robin, are you sure about this?
Yeah, of course, it's a good idea.
Well, listen to Tiny Robin. Well, things might not be quite as they seem. Look, perhaps you should stop, take a breath, in.
There, done it. Marion's a thief and she doesn't deserve to win the archery competition as well. I'm off.
Robin runs out. At the castle, Foxtrot is dancing with Marion. Tookie, Will, and Little John arrive.
Foxtrot! Oh! Are you okay? Oh! Yeah, baby, I'm groovy.
We thought you'd been stolen.
Stolen? You came to visit me, didn't you, Foxtrot?
Yeah, I think so. All I remember is following a giant Christmas pudding. And then I found myself here with Marion Fest. Put your paws in the air like you just don't care.
But what about the arrow and the message?
Don't worry about that. Come and dance with us.
Good to see you having so much fun, my little Marion. See? Who needs the forest?
Hey! What's going on? Where's the archery competition?
Archery competition?
It's Marion Fest. It's great fun.
Yeah, join us, Robin.
Marion explained everything. It's all just been a big misunderstanding.
Oh.
Misunderstanding? No, it isn't. Marion, you stole Foxtrot, and you know it. Huh? You even sent us a message boasting about it.
No, I didn't.
You know, I didn't put you down as a thief.
I'm the thief. I think you'll find that you're the one who stole the acorns from the squirrels.
Ooh, me?
Well, where were you when they went missing?
Queen Tumblebee found all the acorns right here. Everything leads to you, Marion. Oh, you know what? Mary Bann, let's just go back to Grandfather Oak.
No, 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 you can't go yet. How else will I be able to chop? I mean, hold the archery competition. You do want to win, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant. Then let the Sheriff of Nottingham's grand archery competition begin. Clink, clank, the target. Allow me to explain the rules. It's very simple, you see. All you have to do is take the arrow from the quiver, lift aloft your mighty bow, point the arrow towards the target, pull it back, and let it go!
The sheriff's arrow hits the target halfway in.
Okay, everyone,
It's Tucky's turn. I need you to scream louder for Tucky. Give her all your support. Come on, Tucky. You've got this.
Take the arrow from the quiver. Lift aloft your mighty bow. Point the arrow to the target. Pull it back and let it go.
Tucky's arrow flies all over the place until it hits a wall. Foxtrot's arrow whizzes around, then hits the castle.
Oh. Take the arrow from the quiver, lift aloft your mighty bow. Point the arrow to the target, pull it back and let it go. Take the arrow from the quiver, lift aloft your mighty bow. Point the arrow to the target, pull it back and let it go.
While everyone in the castle dances to the music, the audience clap along. Everyone takes two steps forwards, two steps back, and twirls around. Then Little John steps forward.
All right, okay, everyone, it's Little John's turn. Make some noise for Little John. You've got this, Little John.
Take the arrow from the quiver. Lift aloft your mighty bow.
Here come now.
Everyone ducks as Little John's arrow hits a tree. Clank shakes nervously as he takes an arrow from the quiver, loads it into the bow, and turns to face the target.
Open your eyes.
His arrow hits a picture of the sheriff. Boys and girls in the audience join in the actions of firing an arrow. The sheriff is standing on her castle tower.
Enough of this! You're ruining my beautiful castle! Now it's Marion's turn to step up and prove herself the best archer in all of Nottingham!
We believe it.
Clink, clank! Make some space!
Marion waves her arms to get the crowd going. Everyone gets out of the way as she picks up an arrow.
Take the arrow from the quiver. Lift aloft my mighty bow. Point the arrow to the target. Pull it back and let it go.
Marion's arrow hits the bullseye in the middle of the target. Robin takes the bow from Marion, then he takes a deep breath before he picks up the last arrow.
Take the arrow from the quiver. Lift aloft my mighty bow. Point the arrow to the target. Pull it back and let it go!
He hits the middle too.
I spit your arrow. I win.
But we both hit the bullseye.
I win. Woo!
I've had enough of this.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Marion, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. Oh, no, Marion, I'm sorry. Oh, Marion, you're right. We're both winners. Marion, wait! We're both winners!
Wrong! You're all losers!
The gates close.
And now you're all trapped and far away from Grandfather Oak, and I can finally start chopping down Sherwood Forest!
Are you, Sheriff Nurse? It looks like you're going to get your mega mansion after all.
She does love her naughty plan. Oops.
Naughty plan? So it's you who sent the message, Sheriff?
Yes, it was! Clink, clank, chop, chop!
Oh, you were right, Robin. My auntie isn't very nice at all.
I'm sorry I doubted you.
No, no, I'm sorry that I didn't take a breath and think things through. Of course you'd never steal from the forest. You've always been a friend to us.
And the forest has always been a friend to me. We need to save it. Oh, there must be a way out of here.
Doug the Mole pops up.
Doug, thank goodness you're here. Grandfather Oak and Sherwood Forest are in great danger.
I know. The letter popped up to dig you out.
Doug, we need you here. Doug, where'd you go? Where is
he? He ducks back down, then a shower of soil sprays the squirrels in their dungeon.
Whoa! Nice!
Hi, Doug!
Robin and Marion wave in their dungeon, then soil sprays the merry band before Doug pops back up from underground.
Hey! These are your escape holes! Doug, by Doug! Follow me!
Now they're all underground in Doug's tunnel.
Grandfather Oak is that way. Mind the carrots. Mm. Mind the treasure. Ooh. And mind the swamp slime.
The squirrels and Foxtrot duck under the carrots.
Wow!
They point at a glittery jewel.
Look at that.
Shiny!
They manage to duck and shimmy under the dangling blobs of green slime. They reach the end.
Yeah!
Now it's Marion and Robin's turn. They hold hands. They duck under the carrots and reach the jewel.
Wow!
While Marion is looking at the gem, Robin shows his ring finger to the audience. Then they hurry on and limbo under the green slime.
Yes! Grandfather Oak is that way.
Oh, I'm not sure about this.
Come on!
Quick as you can, we need to get to Grandfather Oak before the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Don't worry. I'll show you what to do. Mind the carrots. Ooh.
The merry band watch Doug as he crouches down low.
Carrots for a tucky taste sensation!
Tucky, quick!
I'm coming as quickly as I can.
Mind the treasure.
Ooh. Tucky's got handfuls of big carrots and Will gets distracted by the gem.
Ah, sparkly treasures for my outfit!
We need to get there before my auntie! Oh,
sorry, on my way!
And mind the swamp slime.
Yeah!
Carrying her new jewels, Will follows the others, but little John has to kneel down to get under the glowing slime.
Little John,
let's go! Hurry, coming.
He reaches up.
Shall I? Oh, go on then. Oh, no!
A whole load falls down and he has to crawl off covered in swamp slime. Now everyone is back in the forest with snow on the branches and a cobweb on the big oak tree.
Tiny! Oh, Robin, you're back!
Tiny, it's not safe for you to be here!
Grandfather Oak is in great danger!
The Sheriff of Nottingham will be here any minute. We need to think of something quick!
Clink, clank, chop, chop!
Everyone, stop! Listen, I know I'm only tiny, but I've got something really big to say. Remember what Grandfather Oak said? Don't fret. Stop. Take a breath.
Ah, oh, Tiny. You're right. We need to stop.
And take a breath.
They all hold hands, and Grandfather Oak arrives in his long cloak of colourful leaves.
That's it. Let the forest help you. Everyone, breathe in. And out. And in. And out. Very good.
Grandfather Oak leans over and gently rubs his hands together. Hundreds and hundreds of tiny snowflakes fly up and fill the air in the forest and in the theatre. Hands on hips.
We've got this. Let's go.
Everyone hides.
Oh, be quiet, you riffraff. At last, Grandfather Oak all alone.
She's pelted with snowballs and Robin pinches her axe. The merry band tangle her up in a net covered in leaves.
You look more like a Christmas tree than a sheriff.
You'll never be able to chop down the forest now.
Oh, yes, I will.
We need to work together.
And let the forest help us. Robin, the cobweb.
Yes.
Take the arrow from the quiver. Lift aloft our mighty bow. Point the arrow to the cobweb. Put it back and let it go.
Yes.
Her arrow knocks the cobweb off the oak tree and they use it to cover up the axes. The squirrels trot over to the sheriff, who's all wrapped up, and stick on some shiny red bows.
Now you look more like a Christmas present!
This is ridiculous! Get me out of here!
Oh, fancy getting away, do you? Well, Christmas is coming. How about the North Pole?
Oh, and whilst you're there, you can learn how to be kind from Father Christmas.
North Pole! Don't be ridiculous! What are you going to do? Fly me there!
What a great idea! And I know just the queen bee to help us. Quick, everyone, call her with me.
Queen Tanuri!
Coming, my dears! What's the buzz, Marion?
We have an express delivery for the North Pole.
Ooh, the North Pole? That's a bit far.
Not to worry. Here's a pear pudding for the journey.
Oh, a pear pudding. Oh, thanks, everyone. Right then, Sheriff. The next stop, the North Pole.
Say hello to Father Christmas for us, your Sheriff Nurse.
Make sure he puts us back on a nice list. Please!
Zazazoo!
Zazazoo!
That's it! Off we go!
Queen Tumblebee goes flying over the forest with the sheriff's purple boots poking out of the end of the wriggling package in her arms. Then Grandfather Oak appears.
Oh, well done, everyone! The whole of Sherwood Forest, including me, will be forever grateful. Thank you!
Hey!
Oh! Clink! Clank! Oh, don't go! Stay! Join us!
Oh, we're not going anywhere!
We're bringing back the riches from the tree. Your acorns!
Ooh, yummy! Acorns for my tummy!
I tell you what, let's fire up the band for one more groovy dance.
Yes! Yes! We're in the merry band!
Behold the merry band, everyone lends a hand, defending Sherwood Forest from the Sheriff of Nottingham. We're friends of Robin Hood, living within the wood. All we know is the food we grow and giving it to the good.
All I want for Christmas is for Marion to stay and join the merry band to make the perfect Christmas day.
Oh yes, I'd love to celebrate with you and all our friends here in Sherwood Forest, where adventure never ends.
The squirrels butt in.
I'll pick the fruit.
I'll peel the fruit.
I'll shake the fruit.
I'll pick the fruit.
I'll pick and peel.
I'll shake and bake.
I'll give it to the good.
Oh, Robin, can I give the fruit pies to the good, please? Can I?
Of course you can, Tiny. In fact, would all of you like to join our merry band too? Wonderful. Then join in, everyone. Here we go.
Robin Hood.
Everyone does the bow and arrow actions and claps along, even Queen Tumblebee and the Sheriff.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, the riches of the tree, he gives away for free, Robin Hood.